This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Governor Robert Bentley says he did not have a physical relationship with a top advisor and that allegations of an affair are not true. But he says he did make inappropriate comments 2 years ago, and that was a mistake. The remarks came after former Alabama law enforcement agency director Spencer Collier detailed what he knew of the alleged affair in a press conference yesterday afternoon. Rumors of an affair have been swirling, fueled by the governor's divorce last year from his wife of 50 years. Alabama Media Group columnist John Archbold is here to talk about this. And John, you broke the story on Tuesday and was at Collier's press conference the next day. Explain all that he's alleging.
Well, Collier says that as head of law enforcement agency, he has seen text messages between the governor and Rebecca Mason, has heard audio recordings that detailed a sexual sort of conversation, and says he approached the governor, questioned him about it, got confirmation on it, warned him that he would be committing a felony if he perpetuated, used state funds or resources to perpetuate a relationship, was told that the governor would end the relationship, only to be told that that was not going to happen. When it all fell apart, he did what the governor did not think he was going to do and spill the beans.
And when you say when it all fell apart, Collier was fired on Tuesday. The governor's office said that there was an ongoing investigation into possible misuse of funds within the law enforcement agency.
Yeah, there has, although there has not been any, none of that language has really focused on Collier itself. It has talked about overspending. It's talked about employees under Collier that got too much per diem, perhaps. It's difficult to determine the level of seriousness of these things. That's ongoing, but Collier says, you know, he didn't do it. We'll find that out later.
Well, Collier laid out these allegations yesterday. 2 hours later, Bentley held a press conference to give his side of the story, and no physical relationship was the phrase that kept coming up in his response.
His press conference really focused on recordings that have been out there and have been made public now, which basically showed him
appear to show him
talking to Ms. Mason on the phone and using very suggestive language. The governor says, you know, he made those mistakes, he made those statements he shouldn't have, but he didn't have sex with that woman, even though but I mean, from all appearances, it appeared that he came and said, "I'm sorry for the things you can prove on that recording, but I'm going to deny everything you can't." And he was beat up pretty bad by the press and by most of the people who responded to it.
And you said Ms. Mason, that's Rebecca Mason, top advisor to the governor. Who is she?
She is a senior political advisor to the governor. She used to work on his campaigns. She's notable because she is a married woman whose husband also is paid by the state. Interestingly, one of the big problems that people have with her is she's paid through a 501c4, so we can't see exactly who pays her. And, of course, these rumors have circulated for months. But more important, honestly, in the grand scheme of things than the rumors, is the amount of power that she wields in government. And that's what people in Montgomery are concerned about because, as Collier said yesterday, she is the de facto governor, and I think a lot of people agree with that.
Well, you've spoken to Collier. You were at the press conference, Bentley's press conference. How do you weigh what these two people have to say?
Until Tuesday, the top law enforcement in the state of Alabama made statements with times, dates, said he prepared to go under the oath to do it. Those are bolstered by these recordings, which Governor Bentley acknowledged were recordings of him yesterday. I think the people of Alabama can listen to those and hear what Collier says and decide for themselves. It is a compelling case.
We've been saying there have been lots of rumors about this alleged affair. We have one person's on-the-record claim in Spencer Collier. We have a response from the governor. We have these recordings. Does that in and of itself lead to anything?
I think it has to. It is impossible to imagine the governor being able to lead. Now, the best thing the governor has going for him right now is that Kay Ivey would step into his place.
That's lieutenant governor.
The lieutenant governor, were he to step down or to be indicted or forced out. And there is a move in Montgomery, a fear in Montgomery, to put Kay Ivey in that position, honestly. And that is probably Governor Robert Bentley's best friend right now.
And so what's this lead to? Investigations, more people coming out, resignation?
I think it will lead to investigations. I think it will lead to more people coming out. I think it inevitably, if he does not step down, he will end this career as a bigger joke than Guy Hunt.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read about this story and his other columns each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.